This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Republican Party Monday officially nominated former U.S. President Donald Trump to run again for the White House. Donald Trump's son, Eric, represented the state of Florida.
We hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump. Hereby declaring him the Republican nominee for President of the United States of America.
Trump is due to formally make that announcement in the week of the assassination attempt. He is revising his acceptance speech to emphasize national unity rather than highlight his differences with U.S. President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Trump's victory in the U.S. November elections would put him into question Washington's continued support for Ukraine as its war with Russia drags on. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he was not concerned about that.
Trump has been noncommittal about continued support for Ukraine if he were elected. During his debate with U.S. President Joe Biden, Trump indicated he felt the U.S. was spending too much on the war in Ukraine. And following a meeting with Trump earlier this year, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Trump assured him aid to Ukraine would stop if he were elected. But speaking at a news conference in Kyiv Monday, Zelensky said he was not afraid of a Trump presidency. "I think that if Donald Trump became president, we will work together. I'm not worried about this," he said. Zelensky said he met with several Republican governors while in Washington last week for the NATO summit and said he was assured of the party's backing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Taliban officials say heavy rains in eastern Afghanistan have killed at least 40 people and injured nearly 350 others. Spokesperson for the Nangarhar province says that the dead included five members of the same family. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said Monday that Israel's massive airstrike over the weekend in Gaza is unbearable and unacceptable. Israel said it targeted Hamas's shadowy military commander, Mohammed Deif, in a strike Saturday in the crowded southern Gaza Strip that killed at least 90 people, including children. Speaking in Brussels at a joint news conference with Jordan's foreign minister, who is in Brussels to attend the 15th EU-Jordan Council meeting, Borrell said the rise in civil casualties must end.
The massive bombing with heavy death toll in Maghazi refugee camp on Saturday. It's unbearable and acceptable. The constant rise of the number of civilian casualties, as I said, is unbearable and underlines the urgency of establishing a ceasefire.
At least 300 people were wounded in Saturday's strike, one of the deadliest in the nine-month war sparked by Hamas's October 7th assault on southern Israel. A bill that would have made Gambia the first country in the world to reverse a ban on female genitalia mutilation has been rejected by lawmakers and will not move to a third reading, Parliament Speaker said on Monday. Reuters' David Doyle.
The bill had sparked a public debate around the practice in the Muslim-majority country. The lawmaker who took the proposal to Parliament, Almene Jibber, said he was upholding religion, culture, and tradition. But many Islamic scholars dispute his arguments. The World Health Organization says FGM has no health benefits and can lead to excessive bleeding, shock, psychological problems, and even death. Parliament voted again on Monday ahead of a third and final reading scheduled for later this month. Around 30 lawmakers voted against each clause, prompting the Speaker, Fabakari Tombangjata, to stop the bill moving forward to the final reading.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Authorities and students say police fired tear gas and charged with batons during clashes between a pro-government student body and the student protesters, leaving dozens injured at a university in Bangladesh. The violence spread early Tuesday at a university outside Dhaka, where protesters demanded an end to a quota reserved for family members of veterans who fought in Bangladesh's War of Independence in 1971, allowing them to take up to 30% governmental jobs. Protests have occurred daily since a court order reinstalled the system, halted in 2018. An official says more than 50 people were treated for injuries and at least 30 had pellet wounds. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.